my pet peeve when a sound is made over the intro music, and she looked me in the eye and bit into her apple. I'm sorry, am I the worst?
You're an inopportune apple eater. But it's a golden delicious, so we'll let it slide.
It's so easy. Little tip, never let your friends know what really bothers you, because if it's something simple, it's so fun to screw with.
You know every single one of my buttons to push.
I just want to push them all at the same time.
Push them.
Watch you combust.
Welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany. During my day job, I'm a co-host on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. I'm here with Kathleen, our web girl, and Samantha, one of our producers and resident pain in my ass
apple eater.
Hi, ladies.
That looks like a good ass apple.
That's so delicious.
Yeah, it looks really good. How was your 3-day weekend, guys?
It was good.
What'd you do?
I went to go see Singing in the Rain in the movie theater.
Aww.
Where was that playing?
Movie theaters around the country do this event once a month with Turner Classic Movies, and they play old-fashioned movies. And I think Singing in the Rain was filmed or released in 1952. So that was a long time ago, and it was probably filmed in the late 40s, very early 50s. So a lot of the fashions in there are very 1940s reminiscent.
Aww.
And I saw an ad for it on Facebook, and I took my mom, and we just had the best time ever.
Yay, mom day.
That's such a mother-daughter thing to do.
And the movie theater was packed.
Really?
Yeah. And my mom, who's 70, and a really attractive, sprightly young 70, was definitely like one of the youngest in the theater.
Everyone was like Ruth and Mike Marge.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I love that you did that. That's really nice.
It was really fun. How about you guys? Do you have a good weekend?
I can't remember.
Oh, that's a good
weekend. From sleeping, not from good reasons.
Okay.
I slept a lot.
Yeah.
I remember that. Oh, no. That was a dream I had. Never mind.
Wait,
yeah.
What did you think you did?
I had a dream that my dog got out again.
Oh, my
goodness.
But he didn't get out. Everything's fine. And that was an interesting dream I had. Quick, Bethany, how was your weekend?
It was good. All day Saturday, I didn't do anything. Like, I woke up and didn't feel like that needed to continue, so I went back to bed. And then I had a couple of scene partner rehearsals, people coming over, which was nice. Hung out with my friend Jeremy on Sunday night. We went out to dinner. And I was that person who is the loudest in the restaurant without meaning to be.
Mm-hmm. How many margaritas did you have?
Well, I only had two. but I still have this ear infection, and so my right ear, I can't hear anything out of it. And so it was a loud restaurant. Jeremy was on my left side on purpose, but I still could only half hear him. So I was like overcompensating by talking really loudly. And I realized that after multiple couples looked over at me to see
that's
like,
so funny.
What was going on.
Did you say anything embarrassing or incriminating?
No, it was mostly me laughing.
Okay.
Really, really loudly.
That's fine.
Like, and I get my cackle on, so I apologize to everybody at Hudson Clearwater for ruining your Sunday night dinner with my which like cackles.
Legit question.
Yeah.
Now that you can't hear out of one ear, do you feel like your balance is compromised?
No, like legitimately, it feels really off.
Yeah.
Everything feels just really off because I also hear a ringing in that ear.
Ooh,
and that's
so
awful.
It's really annoying, and it squeaks if I push on it. Like, I'm a little concerned about it. But yeah, I feel really very off today, just mentally, but also, yeah, kind of imbalanced.
Okay, I'm not happy, but I'm smiling because I'm fascinated, and that's how I deal with most things, is smiling and laughing because I'm awkward.
When your infection clears up, which I hope it does very soon.
I do too. It's been a week and a half.
The world is going to be anew to you. You're going to be like, wow, this is what the world sounds like.
I hope so.
She's going to turn everything into a musical.
I know. It's going to feel amazing.
Oh, before I forget.
Speaking of musicals.
Can you pass that down? Can you pass this one's for you?
What's this?
Oh, this
hey,
is
ladies.
Your
happy 50th
episode!
Cheers!
It's your birthday!
Yeah, not including our bonuses. But
this is amazing.
Is this Franzia?
It is Franzia.
I love a box
of
Franzia.
You know, I walked in here before and I go, something smells good. It smells like booze. And I didn't even realize that Sam had poured this.
It smells like tasteful aging, Kathleen. That smells like.
My very sensitive palate can sniff out a glass of wine in a paper cup anywhere.
You're incredible. This is very good.
I thought it was like a scented candle.
I did.
I love that. Yankees started making what now? It's delightful.
I have an appointment with my nutritionist after this, so I'm excited to write on my food journal, Franzia. Roughly four, what would you say is this, 4 ounces?
Yeah, I put like 3-4 fingers in there. Like
four
literally,
fingers of Franzia.
I dip my fingers in your Franzia.
You should just call it Mama's Juice.
Mm-hmm. When babies cry too loud and mama's feelings get too strong.
Adult juice box.
Yeah.
Exactly what it's a juice box.
Have you guys ever seen, it's a tiny little a can of champagne and it's by Sophia,
it's the Coppolas, right?
Coppolas, that Sophia Coppola. And it's this little tiny pink can and it comes with a straw. And a lot of times when I go to a party to like monitor how much I'm drinking, I just put those in my purse.
You're so classy.
And then when I'm ready for my next drink, I like pull it out and like open the straw and people are like, where did you get that?
It makes the same sound that a tab makes.
Like, it does. They're the same, roughly the same width as like a Red Bull too. So yeah, you feel like you're doing a body good.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
You need a little champers in your purse all the time.
I love that.
Can we put that on a shirt? You need a little champers in your purse. So this week I wanted to talk to you guys about, you know, we try to like uplift each other and support each other.
Sure.
So this week I wanted to throw all that progress away. And I wanted us to just come clean and say why we are the worst.
Yep.
And I want you to play this game at home with your friends or alone and let us know why you are the worst.
Now, this is a completely honest and judgment is accepted, but it goes out the window after this.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, we can agree that each other suck because of these things. But we're going to shake it off. We're going to do a little shake it off dance at the end and get the f*** over it because we are human and these are problems we have.
Are things about to get real?
Things might get real.
Apparently judgmental for a set period of time.
Yeah. So
okay.
You can agree with the person, or if you think they're being harsh on themselves, let them know.
Okay.
About that. This is a weird, we got our booze.
When you
therapy session.
First proposed this topic, I was like, man, what the heck am I going to say? And then like my fingers started writing and I was like, damn, this is too easy.
When Bethany first proposed this, I text my mom. I was like, you need to write down reasons I suck. And the dot, dot, dot for texting was like 7 minutes and going. I'm like, you know what? Just delete everything you just wrote. I'm going to do it myself.
That was a test, mom, and you failed the test.
I don't want to read it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, do you want to go first, Sam? I feel like you have a lot to say. I feel like we're ramping up to some truths.
I feel like you really suck.
No.
Which is fine. Okay, so things I've noticed since you brought up this topic. You mentioned this about a week ago, because sometimes, you know, we have the plan in advance thoughts, and that was this one week ago. So I had plenty of time to realize how much I truly suck this week. And what I recognized about myself is I have a mild anxiety problem, and that is triggered from messy.
Oh.
And if any of you have seen my studio from pictures or whatever, it seems kind of cluttered and messy. That's because I don't allow myself to be cluttered and messy anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So I let that little weirdness fly in here. So when I'm at my apartment regularly, I will be all ready to go out with friends who are over, with my boyfriend. And if I notice that my room is messy, we will be 40 minutes late because I will take off my heels, roll up my sleeves, and clean everything first.
Are you serious?
Every time. I suck for that. I know I do. I don't care, but I do. Life will halt for me. I need to clean my apartment.
Okay.
So that's the first one. Okay. What else? I choose comedy over censorship. And that's not always a great thing. And I think Kathleen witnessed this last week. One of our coworkers said something obviously in jest and he followed it up with, sorry, I don't always think before I talk. And then I said really loudly, oh yeah, we know, but like,
oh, I remember this. Oh my God. Yes. And but you were essentially saying everything that everybody else was thinking.
I feel bad for saying it.
Don't
feel
bad.
Comedy over censorship.
Okay. That's fair.
I should have apologized to the person, but I was so embarrassed I apologized to Kathleen. I was like, I am so sorry.
I was over here giving you a round of damn applause.
I did not. That just came out because my inner monologue giggled.
Yeah. I think you're okay. I don't think the person heard.
They probably did.
I feel like your filter is semi-permeable, and so only a certain shape gets through, and that shape is the joke shape.
I like that very much. Sometimes it just busts out. Okay, why else do I suck? I'm a narcoleptic risk after 8 p.m. It doesn't matter what we're doing or how interesting you are.
Yep.
And you ladies understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to my friends and family, I'm just an because, like, I'm falling asleep on the couch with family I haven't seen in 9 months. And I'm really sorry.
I identify hardcore with that.
Okay, right? It's just terrible.
Yeah, samesies.
My mood swings are everyone's mood swings.
What do you mean?
Because you know how there are just some people, it's a quality that people have. Either your attitude is rather infectious or you're very, or your attitude is more passive and personal. Your personal bubble, like I like to call it, is smaller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It reaches fewer. I'm a very boisterous human.
You're an extrovert.
I'm an extrovert. I need to intro that a little bit. But yeah, I'm an extrovert. And I notice that when I'm in a crap mood, it often, especially family, but it will often affect those around me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because I'm so big about my personality that it will get noticed. And then sometimes that will affect.
Sure.
I suck for that.
So when you're a bummer, everyone else becomes a bummer too.
I notice a little bit more bumliness around me when I'm a big bum.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So this is something I know Kathleen can relate to because she mentioned something like this earlier. Kathleen, do you want to actually step in on this one? What your parents still do for you?
Oh, good Lord.
Why do you suck a little bit?
I suck because I've never paid car insurance.
Because wait, I think you've said this before.
My dad still pays for it. And I think he's just forgotten that he pays for it.
Girlfriend, ride that train for as long as you can.
Yes. Yeah. I am 30.
And 40 and thriving.
Drive, yeah. But I have never paid car insurance. I don't even know how one would acquire car insurance.
What is car insurance?
What is car insurance?
Wait, so what do your parents pay for?
Well, my parents pay for my cell phone bill because it's a family plan. But the reason I suck is we always go over data and that costs more money. But really, I always go off data.
Yeah.
And I know that because I know how to look up who takes what data, but I always blame it on my little sister.
Oh my God.
That's why I suck.
That is amazing.
I love you for that.
Because I do things that can't be traced. Yep. Like I'm always reading stuff or just looking over videos while my sister's Snapchatting all the time. So she has the tangible proof. My mom's like, we went over again. I'm like, yeah, Mom, Farrah's Instagram story was like 7 minutes long.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
So I'm awful. But I'd get in trouble and she would not get in trouble because she is but a college student.
Oh yeah. So she's like immune to the trouble.
Exactly. So yeah. Just pass it that way.
Wait until your family wises up and they realize there's an online account.
They still don't know I have a podcast. So we're super safe. Super safe. And my social sucks. My Facebook, which I have a Facebook, but I keep it just for like close friends and family. Because it's an easy way to actually communicate with those people.
Yeah.
I feel like they're starting to all tune me out because 99% of my posts are just reposted videos that you've seen 7 times because they're adorable.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that kind of stuff.
But then I see other people do it and I'm like, pain in the ass. Oh, look what this kitten did.
Yeah.
Repost. Like, it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
So I suck for that.
Okay.
Those are reasons I suck.
Those are legit reasons.
I embrace it.
Did you see the one of the cat who became the midwife to the goat?
No. What is that? Where
what?
Can I post it?
That was a good one. The cat, like, massaged the goat's womb right before the baby goats were born. So freaking cute. I'll repost it on our Facebook page, yes. Acquired Podcast.
Now, are you sure it wasn't tenderizing it? Because it's like snacks come and snacks.
No,
it
wasn't.
It was being cute. Okay. Just
Kathleen,
sure.
Why are you the worst? I see all your post-it notes.
Yeah, I have like 17,000 post-its. Okay, I'm the worst because I'm not a good person. I'm 100% terrified of karma.
Ooh. Oh, so you're only a good person because of the results that might happen if you're not.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Like, I don't litter because of karma. And I hold doors for other people because of karma. And I pay my bills in time because of karma. Not because of the bill collector. Yes.
Okay.
So, like, sometimes, if you, like, throw a paper towel in a waste paper bin and it misses.
Yeah, totally.
I cannot leave it there. I would rather slit my wrists then go leave that paper towel next to the garbage can because of karma. I have to pick it up and put it in.
Now, if something bad happens to you, do you rack your brain for the last bad thing you did to deserve this?
Or absolutely.
You do?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're so fascinating.
And I say, I deserve it because of XYZ.
Okay, right now, why do you deserve it?
Because my neighbors upstairs, so nice, Brittany and Mike, they gave us a holiday card and some little holiday treats, some truffles that Brittany made.
Aww.
And I did not give them a holiday card or anything.
Oh, nice.
Okay, fair enough.
Say right. It got lost in the mail, but yeah. It is a step up. It's so just a flight of stairs.
Maybe Valentine's Day I'll stop
by? Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Let's see. Oh, if someone asks me if they like, if I like what they're wearing, if I don't, I'll tell them.
No, but you need to do that. I like that about you.
No, this is a good thing. Mm-hmm. As long as it doesn't, it depends how you say it. Are you careful with phrasing? Or yeah. Do you go like, ugh?
No. Well, if it's my very best friend, I'm like, oh, girlfriend, you, I will not be seen with you wearing that. But if it's somebody else, I'm careful with my words. But I will tell them. Okay. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
No, I think that's important. I like that about you. That's one of my favorite Kathleen things.
That's why we ask you for advice all the time.
Yeah.
I'm also the worst because I won't eat icing unless it's homemade.
What?
I know. I hate store-bought icing. So if someone's like, hey, do you want this cupcake? I'm like, oh, what's in the icing?
It's so pretentious.
Wait,
I love it.
Have you always been an icing elitist?
Yes.
An IE?
Yes, because I don't like icing. So it has to be like really good icing for me to eat it. I know. I'm a big a-hole.
No, you're
I'm
not.
A big a-hole.
Ultimately, we have a symbiotic relationship because I love all icing. So
really?
I will take your icing.
Like, I don't understand people, and I'm sure you can do this, eat icing like store-bought with a spoon out of the
regularly.
Container.
Easily.
Regularly.
I'll do it on a dare. Dare me right now. I'll do it. Do you have any?
No. Oh, my God.
Teddy crackers, bitch, right here.
Oh, yum. Teddy grams dipped into icing from a... Oh.
I used to do the little, the what are the Rice Krispie treat snacks with some icing on it, and you put some sprinkles, and that's a puberty kids lunch any day.
Porn.
I'm going to have to shorten these. I have too many reasons why I am the
keep
the
sucking,
reason.
Girl. Keep sucking.
So I will buy a beautiful sweater or dress that's dry clean only, and then I'll put that sucker in the washing machine.
Oh, you have to. It's fiscally responsible.
I have ruined so many beautiful garments. And I live next to a dry cleaner. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
all right,
terrible.
I'm sorry.
And let's find a good one. Oh, last but not least, and I know a lot of people can identify with this, I will duck out of parties without saying goodbye.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you lengthen the party by an hour.
I can't.
Yep.
Sometimes I just need to make that Irish exit.
Yeah. I feel like it's the polite thing to do because otherwise I feel like I'm making it about me if I leave and say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah. All right. Just text them.
Text them.
Text
hey, thanks
the
for having me over.
Yeah. I always love, I like, hey, I couldn't find you.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't
I'm
find
sorry.
You. I had to leave.
I'm very sorry.
There were 7 people here. Yeah, I checked 5 of them and they weren't you.
You were in the bathroom for 30 seconds.
My God, I'm so embarrassed.
So sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Bethany, why do you suck?
Okay.
You're the worst.
I'm the worst. I mostly don't want to hang out ever with anyone. 99% of the time, I don't want to hang out.
I salute you.
And I've told this to Sam. I was like, girl, keep inviting me.
Yes. That's the difference.
Keep inviting me. Because like Sunday night, it occurred to me all of a sudden, I was like, I want to hang out with a person right now. And then my friend Jeremy texted me like 10 minutes later. Thank you, universe. But like, normally I just am like so depleted. I am such a profound introvert that I need for 7 days, I need a total of probably no exaggeration, 5 days equivalent of total like being alone.
Yeah.
So I don't ever want to hang out.
Can I say why you're awesome though, in addition to why you're the worst with that?
Why?
You never fakely accept an invitation.
Mm-hmm. This is also true.
Most people will and then find a way to duck out of it.
Yeah.
I will ask you on average 12 times a week if you want to do literally anything.
God, I'm such a horrible friend. Why are you friends with me?
Because I don't take any offense. I take zero offense ever. You're like, not really. Like, it has literally been what you've said to me before. I'm like, okay.
You're like, but you know that it's like, when we do hang, I really want to be there.
Yeah.
You set reasonable expectations.
You're like a kitten. Yeah. Like, you have to earn a kitten's love and friendship. They're not like a dog where they're just like, yeah, let's be friends all the time. So and it doesn't offend me. So I'll just keep. I'm the dog. Okay, just keep inviting you.
Okay. Well, I love you for that.
So it's fine.
By the way, and keep inviting me because I do really like you guys a lot.
What are you doing after the podcast?
I have a doctor's appointment with my nutritionist where I have to report on the Franzia that I drank.
I'm sorry that I don't give you any invitations to hang out because I also do not want to hang out.
No, I chase my tail in my apartment after work every day because my friends don't want to see me anymore.
Okay, so two is related to one in that I get really excited when someone cancels lunch.
Yes.
If we have plans or happy hour and you cancel them, I squeal. I've like out loud exclaimed, yes.
This is hilarious.
When someone cancels things. Okay, you know on detective shows when they ask a victim if they have any enemies and the victim is like, no, or the people are like, no, no, everyone loved her. I have so many enemies. Like, if I turn up dead, list of people to look at is probably super long.
Can you write them on your arm? This way, no matter how you die in any way, we'll check all of those people.
I mean, I can think of three people right now who probably would kill me.
Oh my God.
Three, like easily without even thinking. And I also have an email inbox of that is called potential killers. And it's people who, if I turn up dead, go into that inbox and it's probably people who are suspects.
Wow.
You need to start a Google Doc with a trusted family member or friend.
Yeah.
I don't know why people hate me. It's because I keep canceling lunch. I hold on to a grudge the way Rose held on to that wood at the end of Titanic.
Bitch, move over.
Bitch, move over. I don't forgive. I move on. I'm not going to like, I don't lose sleep over it, but like,
but
if you need something.
Jack.
No, I'll never let go, Jack. If you need something from me, sorry.
I love this.
You wronged me. Mm-hmm. You have wronged me.
Can you give me one of the silliest things you've held on to? You don't have to say the person.
No, I'll
happened?
Say the person. His name is Aubrey. My little sister, when I was probably 8 and she was probably 4, she had her friend Aubrey over, and there was one last apple. And being a typical Midwesterner, I wanted it, but okay. I was like, does anyone want this apple? Which is code for I want this apple.
Yeah.
And everyone said no, except Aubrey, who took it and ate it. And to this day, I don't like Aubrey.
Oh, frankly, she's lovely, but I hate her.
Aubrey. And to this day, if my sister brings her up, she'll be like, remember Aubrey, the girl who took your apple?
Oh my God.
If you don't take your shoes off in my apartment, I cringe and I also get a flash of hatred.
Okay. Mm.
If you don't, because I have this beautiful carpet that I paid too much money for.
I love that thing. I hate you
for not taking your shoes off. And if you listen to the Elvis Duran in the Morning show, at any given point, my mind is wandering. My mind wanders about 30% of the time when I'm live on the air to millions of people.
Love that.
And so if we replay a bit, I don't remember it. I don't remember what I've said.
No way.
People will quote me on Twitter. I don't remember saying it. Like, I need to be better at focusing.
Wow.
I'm terrible at my job.
That's wonderful. I love when we're in there and, like, you can see it. Like, we're talking about something and Bethany, like, has a little smirk that doesn't match what anyone just said. I'm like, oh, there she goes.
Because I'm thinking about, like, hot stable boys.
But I think that may make you better at your job because you just chime in with a rando thing every now and then.
And it I have no idea. Like, we've had interviews on where I am so bored by the interview. That I've had to suppress yawns. Mm-hmm. My foot is shaking.
Oh my
I have
gosh.
To stop myself from shaking my foot because I'm so, so bored by whoever we're talking to at that moment. I'm not going to name names.
Oh, boy.
And I have to really be careful.
Just can't be interviewed. They don't have that playful quality that makes for a really good interview.
Yeah, it's just which is bum when they're a rad talent, but it's part of the package.
Yeah, that's true. So those are the reasons why I suck. And also, I have a hard out in 1 minute.
Oh, you have to.
I have to be out. So okay. That's another reason I suck. Sorry,
so you don't
guys.
Finish podcasts.
Yeah, but you can keep going without me. I just have to leave in 1 minute.
Can you just talk about that's you. Cool. No, I'm kidding.
Wow. So we're a bunch of a holes, guys. We've learned that today.
Wait a minute. What did you learn this week, Bethany?
Yeah, let's talk about what we learned this week. I'm a terrible person because I also didn't plan for what we learned this week.
Okay, I did. Okay.
What'd you learn this week?
I put this on my Snap story recently, and I was trying to psych myself up to go to the gym, so I made up this song, and it worked. I ended up going to the gym, and I hope that it works for you, too. And it goes like this. You can go to the gym. You can go to the gym. And it's that on a loop. So
can you post that on our Instagram?
I will.
I wonder if we can get Garrett, our sound guy, to have someone remix that into like a 150 BPM running song.
Oh my God. If you're a DJ, please go to our Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast, pull the audio and make a song.
That'd be amazing.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Yeah. It would be the best gym song ever.
I like that.
That and Spice Up Your Life.
Yeah, obviously.
Make a mix of just the two.
Sam, what did you learn this week?
I learned that I might be allergic to makeup? Question mark? What the f***?
when you texted this to us in our group chat, you would have thought that you had just been diagnosed with a deadly disease the way we responded to you.
Everyone was all caps, like, no!
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. It's not guaranteed. Because, you know, nothing is when you get something diagnosed. But he looked at me, he's like, yeah, it's a good shot you're allergic to makeup. So just no makeup for 2 weeks. That should clear it up. And then you could try it again. And then if it comes back, you have to try different makeups. But it's remotely possible that you are, as a whole, allergic to makeup.
No, nope. I'd rather hear literally anything else.
Right?
I'd rather hear you have a terminal disease. As long as I can look fabulous
on
my way out with a face full of makeup.
Oh. Right? I took his hand because I know I've been his patient for a long time. So I took his hand. I'm like, you need to be more upset about this with me.
I know. And, you know, women without makeup are beautiful. You are beautiful without makeup. But makeup is fun.
Right? Yeah. And it just changes things. Like, you're, you know, beauty, whatever. There are days bitches don't sleep much. Mm-hmm. That's just extra concealer days. Yeah. And now you're going to know.
Yeah. You'll know everything.
Yeah.
You're going to know everything. It's well, so much.
And you love putting on makeup.
I do. It's fun.
You're such an artist about it with your lip colors and your eyeliner.
That can't go away. I swear to God. I'll deal with the reactions.
Oh, sweetheart.
I'm not getting rid of anything. But the one light of humor to this is when he filled out my prescription and I picked it up. It's this tiny pink bottle and you pull it out and it's called FML. The name of my ointment is called FML.
Which
my life.
It stands for like fluoxetine, melodextrose, Levitin.
Right? I just think the powers that be have a funny sense of humor.
That's awesome.
Well, they know.
No more beating up your face.
Oh.
That's what the kids say, right? When you're putting your makeup on.
That's what kids say.
Beat your face.
That's what the kid. That's on fleek when the kids say it that way.
Mm-hmm. We're hip. We're hip.
Yep.
We're cool.
Saw it on the Instagrams.
Yep.
Bethany, what'd you learn this week, you cool cat?
I learned that I can run for 20 minutes straight.
Oh, that's lovely. Were you being chased?
That's an amazing feat.
Yeah, I was being chased by a werewolf. It was terrible. But I run walk on the treadmill at the gym. I'll do like 3 minutes on, 2 minutes walking, 3 minutes running. But I found a song that is the exact rate that I run.
Hmm.
And so I just started playing it on repeat. I was like, I wonder how long this will last. And I ran for 20 minutes until the treadmill shut itself off.
Does that mean it's a 20-minute song or you just looped
it? No, I just looped it.
Okay.
The song is Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge.
Okay.
And it's exactly the rate that I run.
I'm
and
not
so
familiar.
It's a really good song, and I can run for 20 minutes. So today I'm going to try 30 minutes.
Yeah, girl.
Yes. You should tweet that song.
You get it.
I will tweet the song. At Acquired Podcast is our Twitter, ladies. What's our Instagram?
At Acquired Taste Podcast. And guys, in honor of our 50th episode, I have an announcement to make.
What's that?
We have a website.
Yay!
I didn't know this.
Yep. So you can get all of our information at AcquiredTastePodcast.com.
I love that. We have literally nothing else to put on that website right now.
Kathleen, that's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, so, awesome. I'm so excited. Kathleen will keep updating that website.
We'll keep.
That's awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Awesome.